As we began our discussion in the previous year about Asiyim and who can and can't participate in Asiyim, so the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, Simen Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Yud, discusses the halachas of the 9 days. And the Ramah says, Ubisudas mitzvah, when it comes to Sudas mitzvah, Kigoyim milu pidyon ben, like a bris milu pidyon ben, v'siyim mesechta, v'sudas erisin, oichlam basa v'shoysin yayin, kol ha-shaychem l'suda. Everybody who has a connection to the meal, aviyesh l'tzamtzim shloy l'hoysif. And the Mishnah Berurah explains it, Sifkot Ayin Gimel. Number one, he quotes, as we said a moment ago, he quotes it from the Aliyah Rabbah, that Mikamakun Imloin is Dam Belimuda Asiyim, if it wasn't scheduled that he should finish the Asiyim during the 9 days, Lo Yamar or Yachab Shvilzeh, he shouldn't learn quicker or learn slower to have Asiyim specifically during the 9 days. And the Michas Yitzchak in Chelik Bey Simen Tzadik Gimel explains, because somebody who's making a Siyim under such circumstances is showing that's not the Siyim that's his Simcha. His Simcha is that he should be able to eat meat. That isn't considered a Sudas Mitzvah. But the Michas Yitzchak does say, that let's say somebody finished the Masechta before the 9 days, but the most appropriate time for him to make the Siyim is during the 9 days, and that's when the Simchas HaTorah of making the Siyim will be most evident. That's considered a Sudas Mitzvah. Leaving the Siyim for a time where there will be the most covered HaTorah is inappropriate. And the Aruch HaShulchan here in Sifkat Nechav Ches says very similar. He says somebody who deliberately leaves a Siyim for the 9 days in order they should be able to eat meat, he uses a very strong wording. He says, Dova Mechurhu. But he does also say that if somebody learns with the intention that he should be able to make a Siyim, so what is happening? What's happening is that the 9 days are becoming a vehicle for more Limud HaTorah, which is a tremendous tikkun for the 9 days. Perhaps we could add, the Gemara says that why was the Beis HaMikdash Charev Ashloi Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchil, because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. So here's somebody who's learning more because of this time of the year, of the 9 days. He is fixing and correcting what happened improperly then, and that's appropriate. The Mishnah Berurah continues. If it's a person who normally doesn't make a Siyim, all of a sudden now, during the 9 days, he decides, I should make a Siyim. He shouldn't make a Siyim during the 9 days. But if a Siyim was made properly, mutarm lechel af oysu shloy lomdima. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that if there's a proper Siyim, it doesn't exclude people who learned, who didn't learn from participating in the Siyam, and Mahayu Holchim Uboyim Gam Bezman Achav Shemreyes. These are people that will participate in the Siyam that's being made. Even though they don't participate in the Shir, that's still okay, and they could be participate. They could participate in the Shir. I also saw the Bi'alocha includes that somebody who helps prepare the meal of the Siyam. So he too, even though he didn't learn, but since he's participating financially or by doing work and preparing the meal of the Siyam, can participate in the Siyam. And the Mishnah Berurah says it again, that somebody who isn't, I read the words of Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Na'ayim Vav, Hayna Mishloi Bo Machas Kurva, or Yahavis Reim, somebody who isn't really related, and all of a sudden he shows up, Rach Lecha Lishtas, in order that he should be able to eat meat, Aveiru Hu B'yodei. He's doing an Aveiru. There are other poskim that are more lenient in allowing everybody to participate in the Siyam. Certainly, they're more lenient on Erev Pesach than they are on the 9 days. It's quite clear from the Mishnah Berurah as well that he takes a much more lenient approach to the Erev Pesach than he does to the 9 days. There's a tshuva in the Shas Tshuvas van Haggis, Chela Gimel, Simen, Kuf Yur Dalet. He says, along the same line that we just said, that the minig of Bechayrim fasting Erev Pesach is only a minig, and therefore we could be more lenient than during the 9 days. On the other hand, he says this whole concept of a Siyam is not that simple, and therefore he says that a Bechor who's eating on Erev Pesach, even though he attended a Siyam, should also be poida. He should calculate how much the food that he eats on a regular day course, and he should donate that amount to tzedakah. Moreover, he says that, and this is to the point that we just discussed, if someone really wouldn't have normally attended the Siyam, or it's someone who came late and he didn't, hear to even to see him, but he now wants to eat meat, what can we do for him? So he suggests that if the person who's making the Siyam personally goes over to these individuals and serves them and invites them and shows them how happy and glad he is that these people are attending the Siyam, that gives it more of a, that shows that he's a true participant in the Siyam. Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal has two tshuvas about Siyams. One is in Shailos HaTshuvos Yabia Oy Mechelek Aleph Oy Rechaim Simen Chavov, where he discusses the halacha of Siyam on Erev Pesach. And again, he takes the approach that since it's a minig, we could be a little more lenient. And then he discusses, as we've discussed, even if someone doesn't really normally have much connection with the person who makes the Siyam, still, if he comes to the Siyam and he's participating in the Siyam, we could be more let me, we could let him attend. But then he makes a very interesting distinction. He says there's a difference between what the Maseim is being made on. If the Maseim is being made on something complicated, there's a Maseim or a Masechta in Shas that is obviously difficult to conquer, difficult to learn, and Baruch Hashem Maseim is being made, that's much more of a Simcha. And even people who didn't learn with the shiur could participate in the seim. But if a seim is being made, for example, he says, on mishnayis, or we've spoken in previous shiur, on a sefer from Tanakh. So even if we'll hold that that is considered a valid seim, he said that's considered only a valid seim for the person who's making the seim, for the people who learned, but not to bring additional guests. There's another tshuva, the Shas of Tshuvas Yabia Omer. This is in Chelek Dalet Or Chaim Simen Mem Beis, where there he discusses people who did not even attend the Siyim. They just come to the meal. And he clearly holds that that is inappropriate. He says, certainly, L'chatchila, one should be there for the Siyim part. Moreover, he says very clearly that if you didn't even show up to the Siyim part or to the meal, just you have food from the Siyim delivered to the home, that is not acceptable. But what about if you weren't there for the learning? Not during the time that they learned, the shiur, nor to the Siyim. You only came to the meal. So he himself, it seems, is not so satisfied that a person should be able then to participate in the Siyim. But then he quotes a very famous vart from the Gra. The Gra says, if you look at the word Siyim, every letter of the word Siyim, the numerical value of it the value is the letter and the way the letter is spelled. Let me explain. The first letter of the word Siyim is Samach. How is Samach spelled? Samach Mem Chof. Mem and Chof equals 60, as Samach does. The next letter is Yud. How is Yud spelled? Yud, Vav, Dalet. Vav and Dalet equal 10, just like the letter Dalet, just like the letter Yud equal 10. So will be the letter Vav. Vav is spelled Vav, Vav. So obviously it equals Vav. Mem is spelled Mem, Mem. So Mem is obviously equal to Mem. What is the lesson of this? Says the Gra, the lesson is that both what you see, the way the letter is spelled, the way the word is spelled, and what you don't see are equal participants. And therefore, even those who didn't actually learn maybe could participate in the Siyim, even though they weren't there when the learning took place. And in fact, I saw a tshuva from Rav Nasha Kleinzitzal in the Shalz of Tshuvas Mishnah Lochis, Chelik Yur Aleph, Simen Tof Mem Tes and Simen Tof Nun, where he wants to suggest that not only is the halacha that somebody who didn't learn within the shiur able to participate in the Siyim, but he wants to suggest that even he who didn't learn could say the Hadron. Sometimes you have a Siyim Hashas and they ask someone who's a Rosh Hashiva, a Rav, who didn't participate in the shiur, but he should say the Hadron. He says, everybody, even if you didn't learn, if you're attending the Siyim, you could say the Hadron. And he says a beautiful pshat, perhaps, as why. He says, what does Hadron Olach mean? We're going to review what we're learning. What does that mean? So he says as follows. He says, we know the Gemara says that every child, when he's in his mother's womb, there's a malach that teaches him kol haTorah kula, that teaches him the entire Torah. But right before he's about to be born, the malach gives him a little clap on his chin, on his lip, and he forgets everything he learned. So the obvious question is, if you're going to forget everything you learned, what's the point in the learning? So he says, because the reason you get is because when you're going to learn future in your life, something that you learned once is easier to remember than something that you never learned. And that's what we say about Hadron. We were able to learn the Masechta. We were able to understand the Masechta because we already learned this once when we were in our mother's womb. Everybody, even those who didn't attend the Shir, did learn this Torah at one point. And therefore, just as we who learned could say Hadron Aluch, they also could say Hadron Aluch and participate, as our Gemara says, to be with the Nitva Loisei Mitzvah, to join those that do a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, the mitzvah of Asiyah.